USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals unless required by local mandates. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will also be able to work without masks, although CVS says it still will require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And police in California have made an arrest surrounding the wildfire burning through the Santa Monica Mountains. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced Monday that one person had been arrested, accused of purposefully starting the blaze. More than 500 firefighters are currently battling the fire that has so far scorched more than 1,300 acres and forced more than 1,000 residents to evacuate. Steep terrain and dry vegetation have made controlling the fire difficult. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
In a Monday phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden offered his support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Tim Berg has more on what the U.S.'s role in that could be.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS This Morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role. I think you should look for Egypt right now. Historically, Egypt has, you know, played an intermediary role in bringing down the temperature in these situations.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The largest nurses union in the country has asked the CDC to rethink its guidance on mask wearing for fully vaccinated people. National Nurses United said over the weekend that the guidance that fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors puts frontline and healthcare workers at risk. In a statement, the union said that the new guidelines don't take into account the spread of variants of the virus, nor what they said were unanswered questions about the vaccine. Dr. Jessica Shepherd says she understands the questions surrounding the new guidance. The chief medical officer at Very Well Health tells CBS News that the public needs better communication from the CDC, especially surrounding indoor situations where masks will still be required.
You know, these are the times that we really have to look at the chaos and confusion that these guidelines can bring for people who are worried about if they will be around people who are not vaccinated and still not wearing their masks. These are the questions that are concerning. However, CDC made these recommendations based on statistics. However, if you saw previously, it really has to do more so with indoor than outdoor and what that really means. Now, hearing what the Nurses Association said, I do believe that there is going to be somewhat of questioning from the public when they go into certain instances and establishments that still require the mask to be worn. However, with the new CDC recommendations, that can pose some questions and difficulties and what those communications and conversations can mean.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.